This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
And I'm back. A much needed update of what has been going on. First and foremost, we have to talk about not this past weekend. Can I get a big who day, by the way? But the weekend before, we all came together and literally smashed the goal that we had initially put out there. Let me rewind and tell you once again how I got started with Make-A-Wish. Jumped in a live feed with Josh. Josh promised my child these exotic pets that I said no. He still gets him the pets. It was a huge fiasco. I had to leave vacation early. My best friend had to leave work, take care of everything. I get back. One did not make it. The other two ended up not making it about a month later. It was just insanity. So I didn't talk to Josh for a while. He gets back on the live. And he said, I just wanted to make your kiddo happy. I wanted to grant his wish. I said, this is not Make-A-Wish. So I challenged him to go work with Make-A-Wish down there in Virginia. And I was calling the next day to work with Make-A-Wish. I called, was able to help a kiddo with their wish, and then kind of buddied up on a secondary wish that I was able to be a part of. And then told them I would like to do a fundraiser. So last year, I did the first annual fundraiser on TikTok. This year was our second annual fundraiser, and I worked so hard, closely with TikTok and Make-A-Wish, but there were a lot of countless hours and texts and tests and all of those things, and we did run into some hiccups last minute, I would say within the last 24 hours of doing the actual fundraiser. There were a few hiccups that we ran into, but all in all, we made everything work. So happy and so pleased. And I'm going to talk about those people here in a second. So pleased with everyone that came out to support it. Not just in person in the studio with me, but everybody that jumped on the live feed, everyone that hung out, everyone that liked, everyone that donated, anybody that was a part in any way, shape, or form, I greatly appreciate you. So leading up to the event, my son's birthday was the week before. We had the event. Then Halloween was 2 days after. So this was a 3-day event. I kicked it off on Saturday. We started at 5 p.m. And what I did is I had different guests in the studio. So we had several people fly in from all over the United States, which I want to talk about. I want to talk about all of them because, wow, so amazing. They all did this on their own accord. They did not get paid to do this. They did not get anything from it. So I want to make sure that I mention each one of them and just kind of dig in a little bit more about that. So the whole idea of the show was to have whoever it was at the time, they came in a costume and no one was allowed to know who was under the costume. So as we were raising money, I gave clues. So we wrote out clues together or they sent me clues. So people on the live feed had to guess who was underneath that costume. Most of them, I would say one of them actually, people were like right away. But most of them, you really didn't have an idea who was underneath. And we purposely kind of tricked some things so people would go a different way in the whole guessing game. But let me take a step back. I want to thank the Blonde Brewer. I want to thank DJ. They flew in again on their own accord, on their own dime. And it was absolutely amazing of them to do that because this shows their true heart. Maggie and Jaren came the farthest from Oregon. And I just cannot say enough about them coming out and how genuine they are. When you do this for a living and you meet people, you're kind of like, oh, okay, well, you're not necessarily exactly who I thought you were going to be in person. But I really love meeting people and I'm like, wow, you are so much like you are online. You're super down to earth. You're super cool for coming out and doing an event that you know that there's no personal gain from. I absolutely loved that. So Maggie and Jaren came out. DJ came from Louisiana and God love him. He literally flew up. Got in on a Friday, left on Sunday morning because he was taking a trip with his wife on that following Wednesday. And he said, I want to get back and I want to spend some time with my kiddos. And I just thought that was amazing because as a parent, I get that. I get that I want to have that quality time. If I'm going to be traveling, I want to have some quality time before, you know, I head out again, if that's what's going on. So I really, really just loved and respected, you know, both of them for, again, flying out on their own dime, coming in, knowing they had things going on and not hesitating, not once. And they came in and their costumes were amazing. People could not guess who they were until probably there were 10 clues for each person. So I would say maybe the 8th or 9th clue for DJ and then 9th or 10th clue finally for the Blonde Brewer. So it was really cool that they came in, really committed to the costumes and to the cause. So first live happened on a Saturday. We also had Sean, that one mailman, who is from Cincinnati. We had a Michael Myers character who, that is his whole entire TikTok. So I want to thank George as well, who is in town. But still, they came in, got there about 4:30. And then I believe, well, I'll tell you the rest of the night shortly. But they came in. The Gapper was also there, which was amazing. So we had all of these people there. The first live started on Saturday. We went from 5 o'clock till I believe around eight-ish. So we had that. And then Sunday, I kicked it back off. I did a half hour and then other creators did some time after me. And then Monday was the same thing. I kicked it off about 1 o'clock on Monday and then had other creators fall in behind me. So the first live, the first one that I kicked off on Saturday, we raised, I believe, $39,000, which was, I was so happy with, because originally we had the goal of $25,000. In my head, I said, I would love to raise $50,000. So $39,000, I jump back on on Saturday for a half hour, we raise another $1,300. And then Monday, get on for another half hour, raise another $1,300. Then there was also donations. You can just go to my page, and there were donations just sent to my page. So what happens is when you go to the page on TikTok, like the home page, you can choose a charity and people can click on that. The most amazing part about all of it is that every single dime, goes straight to Make-A-Wish. It does not go to the creators. It does not go to TikTok. It goes straight to Make-A-Wish. So knowing that we were about 42, 43,000 just in the lives that I had done with our friends, with my friends, was so amazing. I didn't know what everyone else had done in order to add to it. So some of the other guests, Kira did a live. She's on the West Coast, I believe. Trey from Next Door did a live. Spider-Man. So Santa Claus. There were several other creators. I'm sorry if I'm forgetting someone off the top of my head right now. But there were several other creators. Kira, I believe, raised like $4,500. So all in all, the grand total, with a drum roll, we were right around $60,000 that we were able to raise, which I think is absolutely amazing. Again, going back to the fact that each of the creators took their own time, travel, you name it, for the benefit of the kiddos, not receiving anything out of it. I think that speaks such volume for the creators, for the app, for everything. Because I feel we live in a world, and I'm just gonna be blunt about it. I feel that we live in a world where it's gimme, gimme, gimme. What can you do for me? How can I use you? All of those things. And I couldn't have been happier with the group of people that we had and that were associated with Make-A-Wish. Now listen, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna put it out there. There were some people that were like, oh yeah, I'm not naming names. I'll come in, I'll donate, let me know the date, let me know the time. And that shit gets annoying to me because you do that when you're on a stage, quote unquote, and then you don't necessarily follow through. So everybody, I give everyone the benefit of the doubt. I think, okay, well, maybe an emergency, maybe this, maybe that, whatever it might be. But it definitely makes me even more thankful for the people that showed up. Because I feel like you can't get so upset at the people that didn't show up, because then you lose focus of the people that did. Someone made a comment, oh, where so-and-so, or I thought so-and-so said, you know, this or this or this. And I'm like, they're not here. And that's fine. Our focus is going to be on X, Y, and Z. Because I don't want us to focus on the negative. I want us to focus on the positives. Like I said, there were some hiccups that happened within the last 24 hours. Was not happy about it. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke to you guys and say, oh, I'm happy all the time. No. I was not happy that we couldn't get a couple of things done that were supposed to happen for the event. Was not thrilled about that at all. But in the same token, I had to take a step back. Of course, I, you know, was miffed and I was like, oh, this is crazy. This is stupid. Like, can't believe we can't get this done. But I took that step back and I was like, you know what? It's out of my control. It's out of this person's control. It's out of that person's control. Everyone's trying. Everyone's putting the effort in. It'll be better next time, or this will happen next time. You live, you learn, you move on. The more I get caught, and the more I feel like the older I get, more experiences I have, the more I get caught up in the negative side of things, it takes away from the beautiful positive things that happen. So that might be a challenge for you as you're listening. How many times you're like, I can't believe that person did this. I can't believe this. I can't believe that. Well, okay, that's fine. Don't believe it. And shake your head and all of those things. Do all those things. And I'm not saying, oh, just forget about it completely. Because if you are going to rely on someone for something, this is not necessarily dealing with the Make-A-Wish event. But if you're going to rely on somebody for something and they've shown you that they're not reliable, you just have to be cautious and careful the next time. So I wouldn't say, oh, write that person off or whatever. But you definitely have to know where people stand with you. I think that that's only normal. And I think that's okay. So we do the event. We go to dinner. We try to go to Maggiano's. We try to go to Cheesecake Factory. Because I wanted to personally take everyone to dinner as a thank you. Because this was my vision. This was the fundraiser I wanted to be able to put on for Make-A-Wish and be able to help these kiddos. So the fact that they trusted me, they came out, they were a part of this event, I wanted to do something nice for everybody else. So we get to Cheesecake Factory. One person goes up and they're like, sorry, you have like an hour and a half, 2 hour wait. So everybody's like, we're all hungry. Cause I did have snacks in the quote unquote green room. I had the snacks. But that doesn't satiate you for very long. So anyhow, we get to Cheesecake Factory. We're all starving and we're like, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. So then Maggiano's is very close because we were close to a mall. So Maggiano's was close and we thought, okay, let's try Maggiano's. Same thing, about an hour and a half wait. And we're like, okay, there's just no way we all can sit around. So then we were discussing Skyline. If you're not from Cincinnati or you know nothing about Cincinnati, we have chili here called Skyline Chili, Gold Star Chili. And they're just competitors of each other. But essentially what it is, the chili is very... It's almost watery. I know that sounds really bad. It's like runny, watery. It's not like a thick, hearty chili. So the ingredients that kind of throw people off are the cinnamon and the chocolate that's in there. So we get to the point where everyone's hungry and someone's like, well, most people here haven't tried Skyline. They're like, yep, let's go, let's go. So we go to Skyline and the chili, how it works here is you can have conies, which is a hot dog on a bun, and then they put onions, mustard, chili, and cheese. That's like all of it. Or you can get it with the hot dog, the bun, the chili, the cheese, or you can substitute the onions, the mustard, you know, whatever. Whatever you want to do. But that's a coney. So we thought, okay, whoever wants that, get that. But the other way that we eat our chili is actually on spaghetti, which you guys are going to crack up about this. So I feel some kind of way every single time we tell people about the chili here, because when you go to order, it's either a three-way, insert every joke you can think of right now, and it's so normal to live in Cincinnati and be like, oh, I'm about to go get a three-way. And they're small, medium, and large. So the fact that you could say I want a three-way and a small, medium, or large is so messed up. Or no, regular. Sorry. Small, regular, or large is so messed up. So anyway, a three-way in Cincinnati, when we're discussing chili, would be spaghetti. Then they put the chili on top, and then they stack it with cheese. Now, it's shredded cheddar cheese, and I'm telling you, here in Cincinnati, the bigger the pile of cheese, the better for everyone. Josh laughs every time. He's like, I gotta tell him light on the cheese or light on whatever, because when it comes to the conies and when it comes to the chili and stuff, people just cake that cheese on. And they have crackers. Lord have mercy. People come in just for the crackers. They want extra packs. They're going to take them home. There's just something. They're like those little oyster crackers. And there is something about their specific crackers that everyone just loves. So anyway, you can get a three-way. You can get a four-way, which it's spaghetti, chili, cheese. And then before you put the cheese on, you can either do onions or you can do beans. So if you get one of the onions or beans, that's a four-way. A five-way would be everything. That would be spaghetti, chili, beans, onions, and yeah, yes, so five: spaghetti, chili, onions, beans, and cheese. You can get the whole thing. And I'm pretty sure DJ got the spaghetti, and Jaren and Megan, I think they all got the spaghetti. I'm not sure. One of them tried the hot dog, I believe. One of them tried the Coney. But it was really funny because it's a fast food type place. It's not a sit-down place. So I got off really easy because the food was pretty inexpensive. But it's interesting because living here and knowing, for us, like, we want it on a cold day. So if you're out and about, you're like, oh, that just hits a spot. It's just like a really nice, hot, warm meal. I don't eat it that much, to be honest. My son loves their hot dogs. He gets them plain. But I don't really eat it. I don't eat it that often, especially because I do a lot of gluten-free. But either way, when you're from Cincinnati, you just kind of wonder, all right, are they going to love it? Are they going to hate it? What's their reaction going to be? So DJ takes a bite. He's like, oh. Maggie takes the bite. She's like, Jared's like, okay. So I think everyone said it was okay. One of them said, I think it was Maggie that was like, I don't know if I'd get it again, but it wasn't like god awful. Other people have just taken a bite and they're like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. The last group of friends that I had in, they tried it, but they were like, we have to add hot sauce. They're like, it's got to just be hotter. But they were both from Texas. So I was like, okay, that makes perfect sense. But it's definitely interesting to see people try it because they even sell it in cans. So if you live in Cincinnati, you can't really get it many other places. They're starting to put a few here or there in different states. But you get the cans from here. You get those shipped out. You know, all of it. It's like a whole big thing. If you're from Cincinnati, you come in, you got to get Skyline or Gold Star, and then you got to get the pizza, which is La Rosa's. You got to get those two things. They also have Grippos. So if you've not heard of Grippos, that's another. They're potato chips, and they're spicy. They're a barbecue potato chip. They are spicy. I think they might have plain. I don't know, but we don't ever get the plain. We always get the barbecue. And they even sell them like in a box because people love them so much. So when they come back in town, they get Skyline, they get some La Rosa's, they get their Grippos, and they even take the sauces of Skyline back and then the Grippos. And at one point, I believe you could have it shipped. You could have like some of that, it shipped. So I think it was like a Cincinnati box or something like that. But nonetheless, everyone got to try it. We sat, in that restaurant probably, 2 hours easily, just talking. The really cool, fun thing about it is when you feel like you find your people and you just keep going. Like the conversation keeps flowing. You keep going. We had such a great time. So they were like, you know what? Let's go out. We all were so freaking tired. We're like, let's go out. I mean, I had spent so much time putting everything together and I was like, you know what? I got a little time left in me. So we go out to a bar and we get in there and it was just so much fun because it was Halloween. It was the Saturday before Halloween. So they had a costume party. We had all taken our costumes off, which I wish we would have left them on, like thinking about it. But anyway, we took our costumes off. We go in. There's really not a lot of people on dance floor. We just get out there and we're just having a blast. So then I don't know who went live. One of us went live. Then the other one went live. There were 4 or 5 phones up on this bar area at the same time. It was freaking hysterical. And we had people in the bar coming up saying, I'm watching you live right now. And it was so stinking funny. It was so freaking funny. So I will say, I wanted to shout out Andy. He said he listens to the podcast. I wanted to shout out Andy because he came up and he's like, I follow you, I listen, I do all of those things, but I wanted to make sure that I followed up and said, thank you for helping just with everything. And what I mean by that is that goes for everyone out there. Everyone that listens to the podcast, everyone that tunes into the lives, everyone that watches the videos, everyone that tunes into the radio, you guys are helping me more than you realize. And what I mean by that is, when I have people come up and they say, hey, I'm watching, I'm listening, I'm doing all those things, it helps me keep going. Because I remember back when COVID was going on, I was putting videos out and I'm like, how do I even know this is resonating with anyone? How do I even know any of this stuff? So you coming up, people commenting on things, that helps us as creators keep going and knowing. And for me, it's not about, oh, I better have a million likes, better have a bazillion comments. That's not what it is. It's, I put this content out because I want people to be able to say, hey, I come, I can escape, then I can go back to my normal, quote, life, if it's normal, if it's not normal, you know, whatever it might be. But even if it's for a half hour, 45 minute podcast, or if it's the several hours that I'm on the radio on Mondays, or if it's a live feed, which sometimes you never know how long I'm staying on a live. I say I'm going to be done in an hour, then it turns into two, sometimes three, whatever. But however long, you know, those lives are, going and watching a video, going and connecting on those videos, all of those different things that I'm doing and knowing that it's still resonating and connecting with people, when you guys tell me that, it definitely helps and makes me want to continue to do more. Now, with that being said, I have been asked to do something next week, and I will say, when I mentioned on the live, people were very, very quick to jump in and say, I want to help as well. I cannot reveal until my next update, which will be Monday, reveal what it is because I do not want to ruin any surprises. But I was asked to be a part of something and I felt that wasn't enough. So in true Savage fashion or Heather fashion, I wanted to do some more. So again, I can't say exactly what it is until next week. It's going to happen this week. So if you catch me on a live feed, I will probably tell you what it is. I don't know if there'll be media coverage or not. There could be. And if that's the case, then you guys would see it obviously on there. But I'm very excited to be a part of that this week. And I'm so excited that so many people from the Savage fam wanted to also be a part and help out. And again, as soon as I'm able to say, I promise I will say it right away. I had to wait for the final numbers for Make-A-Wish. That's why it took me a little while. I didn't want to come on and say, oh, well, we raised this, and then come back and say, oh, and we have this number. So I wanted to be able to give everyone a nice grand total for all of it. But all in all, going back, looking at that weekend, all of the time, all of the effort, everything that leads up to an event like that, people don't see the behind the scenes. I just was so happy that the people that came and were a part of it were a part of it, because I genuinely feel like I've made some friends for life, true, honest, goodness friends for life. So I'm definitely thankful on that part. And I'm so first and foremost thankful that we were able to help these kiddos out, because they say the average wish, you know, if a kid wants to go to Disney or a very, very grandiose wish like that, that could pretty much level out about $10,000. So to know that every kid that gets a wish granted, there's three waiting, to know that we'll be able to at least minimum, bare minimum, help six full-fledged wishes is absolutely amazing. And knowing that we did that on an app, on TikTok, we came together as a community. You did that. You know, your family, your friends, the people you shared the live to, all of those things. That's why it's important when you're on there and some creators. Now, look, if they're just saying share the live because they just want you to go in there and gift, and they want your friend to gift and your mom to gift and your cousins to gift, that's different. But to ask someone, hey, can you share this live so I can get my message out, or share this live so we can help with kiddos, whatever it might be, that's a different story. So when a creator is asking for that, you never know who could come in and help out, who could come in and make a difference, or who could come in and just simply listen and say, hey, my kiddo was a wish kiddo, or there could be a kid that's waiting for their wish, and that could give some hope to that kiddo that they see, oh my goodness, look, someone's actually caring about us, someone's raising money for the organization. You just don't know. Just like you don't know what someone's going through, it's the same thing. You just don't know. If you share the live, you know, we take tap the screen, all of those things. It's really just to have more eyes on whatever we're doing. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. not only supporting me on a daily basis, but coming in and supporting the missions that I want to be a part of, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, all of those things, all of those things. You guys have come in and said, we are behind you, we are with you, we are going to help, we have the same heart. It is truly, truly magical to see what the Savage Fam can do and what kind of power, in a good way, that we have when we come together and put our resources together and say, we're going to do this for the greater good. I've seen it time and time again. I saw it last year with the Christmas gift giving that we did. I saw it a couple of months ago when we did it for the parents that were struggling to get their kiddos things to go back to school. I saw it last week when I mentioned the secret thing that I'm doing this week. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for being able to stay on this mission with me. I just cannot wait to tell you all the cool things that are coming. And hopefully one day I'm able, I know you guys say I bless you with the content that I put out, but hopefully one day I'm able to meet every one of you. I mean, because that would be amazing. Hopefully I'm able to do that at some point. And hopefully I can somehow, some way be a blessing to you and your family. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. That's this week's update. And on that note, I'm out.
Endless diets and weight loss struggles. It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.